But if they themselves are mute, how can they communicate with others? And why would the demon lead them to the images? It's similar to those captured in war, ensnared, while simultaneously making his deception appear reasonable. As such, to dispel the idea that it was merely a voiceless stone, they were intent on binding the people to the idols so that their personal signature and title might be engraved upon them. However, our rituals are not like this. He did not specify ours, referring to the prophecies, for it was widely recognized by them all, and prophecy was utilized as appropriate for their situation with comprehension and complete liberty. Therefore, you see, they had the authority to either speak or withhold speaking, for they were not constrained by necessity, but were granted a privilege. This is why Jonah ran away. This is why Ezekiel hesitated. This is why Jeremiah made excuses. And God doesn't force them, but advises, encourages, threatens, not clouding their clarity. For inducing confusion and madness and intense gloominess is the characteristic action of a demon. Whereas it is God's nature to enlighten and to instruct with careful thought on necessary matters.